Here's a thought that should keep you up tonight. Right now, somewhere in a corporate office, there's someone who does essentially the same job as you. Same title, similar responsibilities, comparable experience. But there's one difference. They've figured out how to use AI as a force multiplier. While you're manually crunching through spreadsheets, they're reviewing AI-generated analysis and making strategic decisions. While you're drafting your third revision for that quarterly report, they've already moved on to the next project because their first draft came out nearly polished. Now, the uncomfortable truth about 2026 isn't that artificial intelligence is coming for your job. It's that person using AI effectively is coming for your job. And that distinction changes everything about how we need to think about the next chapter of our careers.
You're listening to Nelson John 360.
Nelson John 360.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to Nelson John 360. Today, I'll be cutting through the noise, the hype, the fear, and the breathless predictions to give you something far more valuable. A clear-eyed, data-driven understanding of what's actually happening with AI and work in 2026. And more importantly, what you can do about it. Let's start with the numbers, because they're staggering, and they deserve your full attention. The WEF, the World Economic Forum, estimates that artificial intelligence will replace approximately 85 million jobs globally by 2026. That's not a typo. 2026, 85 million people. Meanwhile, the researchers at Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, developed something called the Iceberg Index, a sophisticated labor simulation that measures what percentage of the workforce could technically be replaced by current AI capabilities. And their finding? AI already replaces 11.7% of the US workforce. Not in some distant future, right now, with today's technology. That represents roughly $1.2 trillion in annual wages. So yes, the threat is real. But if I stop there, I'd be telling you only half the story. And frankly, the less interesting half. So here's what makes 2026 genuinely fascinating. Even as companies prepare to pour a projected $2 trillion into AI investment, a full quarter of that spending is already being delayed. Why? Because most organizations still can't prove AI actually adds value to their bottom line. 80% of enterprises are expected to use generative AI in production by 2026, but fewer than a third can currently tie that usage to actual profit and loss changes. Now, you're watching a massive high-stakes collision between investment and the real-world value play out in real time. This tension between potential and proof is the defining story of AI in 2026. And navigating it successfully requires understanding something that most people still haven't grasped. The technology itself is undergoing a fundamental transformation that changes everything. For the past few years, we've grown accustomed to AI as an assistant. You can ask it a question, it gives you an answer. You can tell it to draft an email, it drafts an email. The relationship is pretty straightforward. You're the boss, AI is the tool. That relationship is going to change. By 2026, the phrase AI assistant will already feel outdated because we're entering the age of agentic AI. Now, these are autonomous systems that can reason, plan, and act on their own to achieve multi-step goals without constant human intervention. How does that sound now? The difference is profound, and it helps to think about it through a concrete example. An AI assistant can draft a marketing campaign when you ask it to. An AI agent can be given a broader objective, like improve our conversion rates, and then run with it. It might create multiple variations of that campaign overnight, test each version against real traffic, analyze the results, launch the top-performing version, and adjust advertising budgets in real time based on performance data. Now, all of this happens while you're asleep, By the time you've had your morning cup of coffee, the agent has completed work that would have taken human marketing team days or maybe even weeks. Let me tell you, this isn't speculative. Deloitte forecasts that as many as 75% of companies will invest in agentic AI by the end of 2026. Gartner estimates that 40% of all enterprise applications will feature task-specific AI agents by then. These aren't niche applications. They're being designed to automate core business functions, optimize supply chain logistics in real time, performing autonomous fraud detection, ensuring continuous regulatory compliance monitoring. The paradigm shift here is something analysts are calling software as labor. For decades, we've thought of software as a tool that humans use to become more efficient. Agentic AI transforms software from a tool into a functional team member. In high-volume sectors like banking and insurance, analysts anticipate that these agentic workflows could automate between 60 to 70% of their time employees currently spend on their tasks. Now, this creates an interesting pressure point for executives. The first wave of generative AI, for all its novelty, largely failed to deliver measurable profit. The chatbots were impressive. The demos were dazzling. But the ROI was often murky at best. Agentic AI promises to change that by moving beyond simple task assistance to automating entire high-value business workflows. The pressure is immense for this new form of AI to finally deliver the financial returns that have been so far elusive. This is the engine driving the changes in the job market. It's not just AI getting incrementally smarter. It's AI becoming autonomous, goal-oriented, capable of executing complex processes from start to finish without human intervention. And now that brings us to the central question everyone is talking about or asking. What does this level of automation actually mean for human workers? How does it impact us? When you hear numbers like 85 million jobs replaced, the natural reaction is, well, alarming. The headlines focuses on the most dramatic predictions because that's what gets attention. But the underlying data reveals something more nuanced and honestly more useful for planning your career. The story of AI in 2026, well, isn't purely about job replacement. It's fundamentally about task automation, which reshapes roles rather than simply eliminating them. Let me just break down both sides of this equation, because understanding this full picture is going to be essential. First, the threat case. The risk of job displacement is real and is already measurable. Research from SHRM, the Society for Human Resource Management, found that in the United States alone, 23.2 million jobs already have at least 50% of their core tasks automated. Now, that's over 15% of total U.S. employment. The MIT Iceberg Index, which I mentioned about earlier, it provides a crucial lens for understanding when this disruption is concentrated. The metaphor is apt. The visible part of the iceberg, the headline-grabbing tech and IT layoffs, well, they only represent $211 billion of wage exposure. The much larger submerged risk, totaling $1.2 trillion, lies in the automation of routine cognitive functions within roles often considered stable white-collar professions. The study specifically identifies high exposure in human resources, logistics, finance, and office administration. Now, this is significant. Previous waves of automation primarily targeted manual labor. Today, AI excels at information synthesis, documenting processing, and routine analysis, which are the core responsibilities of many higher-paying cognitive roles. Goldman Sachs went even further in their analysis, suggesting that AI could eventually replace the equivalent of 300 million full-time jobs worldwide. Those numbers, yes, they are sobering, but they're only one side of the story. The same SHRM research that identified millions of automated jobs also found that non-technical barriers prevented complete automation in 63.3% of all jobs. So what are these barriers? They're deeply human factors. The most significant barrier is client preference for human interaction. People often prefer to deal with other people, especially in sensitive or complex situations. Other major barriers include legal and regulatory requirements mandating human oversight, and of course the simple cost effectiveness. In many cases, it's still cheaper to have a human perform a task than to implement and maintain an AI system. Research from MIT on firms that adopt AI technologies reveals an even more interesting pattern. The study found that companies with high AI exposure do reduce their hiring for non-AI roles. Now, that confirms automation is substituting for some human tasks. However, that same study also found that firms actively adopting AI also reported higher overall employment and greater sales growth. Think about it. What that means strategically. AI is a powerful tool for scaling and market consolidation. Companies that master it don't just shrink their workforce. They leverage AI to grow their entire business, reallocating human talent to higher value tasks and absorbing market share from competitors who fail to adapt. The competitive pressure is real, but it cuts in both directions. The critical question for 2026 and beyond isn't whether AI can perform a particular task. The question is which tasks human can perform better and how to position yourself where your uniquely human capabilities create maximum value. Now, this brings us to the most practical and strategic part of this conversation. Instead of fixing on what AI might take away, we need to start understanding the unique capabilities that only humans can bring. Now, I'm not just talking about skills that are resistant to automation. They're skills that are actually amplified by AI, becoming more valuable as the technology matures. Researchers at the MIT Sloan School of Management developed a framework they called the Epoch Index for understanding these AI complementary skills. It provides a clear roadmap for professional development. And I only want to walk through each component because this is genuinely actionable. Now, Epoch stands for five core groups of human capabilities. The E stands for empathy and emotional intelligence. This is about interpersonal sensing, social awareness, providing emotional care. It's the skill a nurse uses to comfort a patient, a counselor uses to build trust, a customer support specialist uses to de-escalate a difficult situation. Machines can process data about human emotion, but they cannot genuinely connect with it, right? The P represents presence, networking, and connectedness. This refers to the ability to build trust and rapport through social and physical interactions. It's critical for high-stakes negotiations, complex sales pitches, mentorship, and any role that relies on building strong professional relationships over time. AI can send 1,000 personalized emails, but it cannot sit across from someone and build the kind of trust that closes a major deal. Think about it. O stands for opinion, judgment, and ethics. This is the domain of critical thinking. Moral reasoning, making sound decisions in ambiguous situations where there is no perfect data set. Think of a lawyer crafting legal strategy. A CEO making a tough call on company direction. A regulator balancing innovation with public safety. AI can present options and possibilities, but final judgment in consequential matters require human wisdom. C stands for creativity and imagination. This involves conceptualizing fundamentally new ideas and solving non-routine problems. It's the driving force behind scientific research, artistic creation, and entrepreneurial innovation. AI can generate variations on existing patterns. It can remix what already exists in novel combinations. But true out-of-the-box thinking, the kind that creates entirely new categories, Well, that's a human advantage. Finally, H stands for hope, vision, and leadership. Now, this is the ability to motivate teams, manage organizational change, set a compelling future direction. It's about inspiring others and providing resilience in the face of uncertainty. These are quintessential human leadership skills. AI cannot simply rally a team through a difficult quarter. It cannot provide the kind of vision that makes people want to follow. These epoch capabilities form the foundation of the new job landscape emerging right now. As AI agents take over repetitive, data-driven tasks, the most valuable human role is evolving into what we might call the AI orchestrator or AI workflow supervisor. This is the person who manages AI systems, audits their outputs for quality and bias, troubleshoots problems, and provides the legally mandated human oversight these powerful systems require. We can see this reflected clearly in the job market. The top trending roles for 2026 aren't just for core AI developers. They're for people who bridge the gap between technology and business strategy. AI governance leads are commanding leveraged salaries over $141,000, responsible for overseeing AI ethics, compliance, and risk. Platform engineers are earning over $158,000. Building the internal platform that allows developers to use AI safely and efficiently. AI product managers command average salaries exceeding $187,000, owning the strategy and roadmap for AI products. Senior AI engineers at the top end are earning around $223,000, owning architecture and delivery at scale. Now, let me address something you might have heard about. Some high-profile entrepreneurs have made bold predictions about the arrival of artificial general intelligence, or AGI, a hypothetical form of AI possessing human-like cognitive abilities across all domains. Some have suggested AGI could arrive as early as 2026. Well, the consensus among core AI researchers is far more cautious. They point to fundamental technical barriers that make such a rapid breakthrough unlikely. These include data exhaustion, as AI models have already consumed nearly all high-quality text available on the internet. They include compute constraints, as the exponential growth in computing power required for training is becoming economically and physically unsustainable. Based on the technical evidence, a more realistic timeline for AGI is likely, say, 10, 20 years away. For your career planning, this is actually clarifying. You're not preparing to compete with a superhuman intelligence. You're preparing to collaborate and orchestrate highly capable but limited AI systems that can handle complex cognitive work, but still require human direction, judgment, and oversight. Think of them as extremely capable interns who work round the clock, but still need a manager. As these powerful systems become more deeply integrated into our economy, they won't be operating in a lawless frontier. Yes, a new regulatory framework is emerging, and understanding it will be just as important as understanding the technology itself. The most significant development is the European Union's AI Act, a landmark piece of legislation establishing a global benchmark for AI governance. The core obligation for high-risk AI systems becomes fully effective in August 2026. Mind you, that's not a soft deadline. It's what we might call the compliance wall, and it will shape AI development worldwide. Now, what qualifies as a high-risk system? The EU defines it broadly to include AI used in areas that significantly impact people's lives and fundamental rights. This includes AI use in critical infrastructure like transportation and energy grids, employment and worker management systems for hiring or performance evaluation, access to essential services like credit scoring for loans and certain applications in law enforcement. Now, for any organization deploying these types of high-risk systems, the law imposes strict compliance requirements. These include mandates for robust human oversight, ensuring a human can always intervene or override the system. They include detailed logging and record keeping, creating clear audit trails for how far an AI arrived at a particular decision. And they require rigorous continuous risk assessment and mitigation. The global regulatory landscape, it's becoming increasingly fragmented. We're witnessing the rise of what analysts call sovereign AI, driven by national security concerns and the desire for local control. Countries are investing nearly $100 billion globally in sovereign AI compute infrastructure in 2026, building their own AI ecosystem to ensure that their data and development remains within their national borders. Different countries are taking different approaches. The government of India has launched India's AI mission and already earmarked over 10,000 crore rupees to build our own sovereign compute infrastructure. The goal here is to have a fully indigenous foundational AI model ready to launch by February 2026. And it's not just policy, it's concrete. Giants like Tata and Reliance are partnering with NVIDIA to build gigawatt-scale AI data centers right here in places like Jamnagar and Pune. We're also moving from outsourcing the world's code to owning our own intelligence. The UK has chosen a more flexible path, tasking existing regulators to apply high-level AI principles within their respective sectors. The United States has a complex mix of executive orders and state-level laws, particularly in California and Colorado. For international businesses, navigating this patchwork of different and sometimes conflicting rules is becoming a specialized skill in itself. Two ethical challenges underpin all these regulatory efforts. The first is the black box problem. Many complex AI models operate in a way that are opaque even to their creators. This creates pressure for explainable AI, the ability to understand and circulate how an AI system makes its decisions. In healthcare or finance, for instance, where decisions can be life-altering, don't you think users and regulators need to know why a decision was made? Now, the second challenge is AI-generated synthetic content, particularly deepfakes and misinformation, and we've got quite a lot of that these days. Now, this is driving calls for mandatory labeling of AI-generated content so people can clearly distinguish authentic from synthetic media. The era of taking any video or audio at face value, well, it's ending. So where does all of this leave us? Let me be direct. 2026 represents a year of profound transition, not domination. The narrative is shifting from speculative hype to practical, valuable, and responsible integration of artificial intelligence into professional life. The era of simply talking about AI is over. The era of working with it, managing it, and governing it has begun. The rise of autonomous agentic AI is fundamentally changing the nature of work. It's automating complex tasks, not just simple jobs. And in doing so, it's creating an undeniable premium on those uniquely human skills we discussed. Empathy, presence, opinion, creativity, and hope. Your personal strategy must navigate both the technological potential of AI and the deep economic skepticism that's around its value. The winning strategy here isn't just to compete with AI on its terms. It's to collaborate with it in ways that can amplify your unique strengths. The most valuable professionals in this next chapter will be those who can do what AI cannot. Here are clear four-step roadmap for navigating your career in this environment. First, become an AI realist. Move past both the breathless hype and the dystopian fear. Focus on understanding AI's practical applications in your specific industry and role. Treat it as a powerful tool in your professional toolkit, one you need to master. Learn what it does well, where it fails, and how it can be applied to solve real business problems. Second, conduct a personal task audit. Now, take a hard analytical look at your own job. Make a list of your daily and weekly tasks. Categorize them. Which tasks are repetitive, rule-based, and data-driven? Now, these are most susceptible to automation, which is why these tasks require critical judgment, strategic negotiations, creative problem-solving, or empathetic communication. These are where your human advantage lies and where you should focus your energy on. Third, upskill with precision. Your goal should become the person using AI, not necessarily the person building it from scratch. This means developing strong AI literacy. Focus on understanding data governance, mastering the AI-powered tools, becoming standard in your field, and learn how to prompt, guide, and validate outputs effectively. Fourth, embrace the role of an orchestrator. Frame your future role as a manager of AI-driven workflows. The most valuable professionals in the next decade will be those who provide strategic direction, ethical oversight, creative input, and complex problem-solving that AI agents cannot supply on their own. You will be the human in the loop, ensuring technology serves a clear and responsible purpose. Remember where we started? AI won't replace you, but someone using AI will. The question is which side of that equation you want to be on. The technology is here, the regulations are forming, the job market is restructuring. What's your move? And that's all we have for today. If this episode got you thinking about your own career in the age of AI, I'd love to hear your take. Drop your thoughts in the comments. And if you found value here, share it with a friend or colleague who needs to hear this. Don't forget to follow the show so you never miss an episode. You can also connect with me on Instagram. Just look me up, NelsonJohn360. I'm always up for a good conversation. Until next time, this is the Nelson John 360 podcast, and I'm Nelson John. Take care.